Is there an F5? What would that be like?
The finger of God.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Put on your galoshes, winter coats, stack up, folks. Today on this What the Famicom subsidiary OM Game Boy our mini pocket size episode, I, Nick Weathertendo, and my co-host
Dan Blizzardtendo.
Wow, we're gonna take you guys on a miniature journey through weather in video games. I can't wait for you guys to bundle up.
Yeah, so it was your idea, and I was thinking, I think you had this idea, but then didn't realize that there was a lot of games that had like natural disaster and weather in video games.
Oh, 100%. Do you know what I was thinking of?
What?
We could talk about the Silent Hill original with fog.
With fog? Oh, well, yeah. You know what? Go ahead, because that's like a technical thing that they did.
Yeah, so that game has like the creepiest atmosphere of any game like at the time, and it was really just because they had technical difficulties on the draw distances and the graphics they were using. So they were like, what if it was hard to see really far? And they were like, fog, perfect. So the whole game is just like in fog, and it's really because they couldn't make something technologically greater, but it ended up being like the coolest atmosphere and like made it extra scary. So
did you just want to make a Silent Hill episode?
Do we have one? I guess we don't.
I actually don't remember. We have too many episodes. I should just delete like 90%
all of them. I would delete 90% of them.
What if like your girlfriend looks this up and she's like, oh, you're on a podcast and it's only just this one?
I guess that'd be fine.
Yeah. So there was, I found like a list of like disasters or natural disasters in video games.
Okay. Go with some of your list. I'm also going to talk about weather in general in our mini segment here.
Okay. So the first game I looked up was called Disaster Day of Crisis for the Wii.
Oh,
I don't remember this game.
Yeah.
So you play as a guy who goes through a volcano erupting. There's floods, there's earthquakes, and there's, I think there's more. I mean, how, like, you can't experience all these in one day, but it sounds, I watched clips of it. It looks amazing.
It's probably a lot of movies where you just occasionally do something to get through the movie. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's not really, but it's for the Wii, so it probably isn't as great as I like imagine it being.
One that was on that same list was The Long Dark, and it was like the
used to tell me to play it, and I'm like, I refuse to.
It was kind of cool. It's like very post-apocalyptic snow world where
I was gonna say that's why we're wearing what we're wearing. It's a snow world.
Yeah, and you have to like pick up clothes and dry them off. You can't get too wet. You have to eat and drink and then like start fires to stay warm and avoid like animals and hunt. Yeah, things that you would love in a video game.
No way.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't even like it, pretty sure.
I got another one called Disaster Report. Came out for the PS2.
Oh, I don't recall Disaster Report.
I think it's sort of like the same as the other one where you just survive the destruction of an island and it has like there's a volcano and earthquake. It's kind of the same thing.
Huh.
And then the sequel was called Raw Danger. And I saw Raw Danger. I think Raw Danger is on the list I gave you.
Yeah, I see that one too. Raw Danger looks weird.
Yeah.
What was that for? What system?
The PS2.
I hated it.
These sound like great games in general. Like, I don't know why they don't make games like this.
I think
there was another game that I looked up, or not looked up, but I randomly saw. It's called City Shrouded in Shadow, or Shrouded in Shadow. And you play as someone surviving an attack from like Godzilla.
Okay.
So Godzilla's in the background fighting another monster, and you have to survive like jumping to building, like trying not to get stepped on.
I
looked
that.
This up and I was like, where the fuck is this game? Like, it's crazy that nobody talks about it.
Huh. No, I actually don't recall. And I'm trying to think of whether I also looked up weather as it affects games. Because like sometimes weather just doesn't really matter. Are you leading me like that? And the one that came up that I forgot about is racing games have really good weather.
Yeah.
And it always affects the way your car drives. So if your only point of the game is to drive a car, weather will greatly affect that. So weather in driving games actually looks cool as shit and actually affects the game. Like the roads become slippery and like you have to drive differently and like it's cool. I like weather.
We had an argument last night because you were like, what video game characters have weather related? And I said, there's probably a wind man in Mega Man.
That's correct. And I
said, you were like, well, what's that a disaster towards? And I said, Mega Man. And so I made a point and
That's last night. You won points at the table with the girls, but not with me. No. I'm still fighting you.
I don't know why. Like, so my side list was also like moments where that take place in like crazy levels that are like near a volcano. So you never played, I don't think you ever played Uncharted. Resident Evil 5.
No, the fifth one.
So at the end, the last level is in a volcano. Oh, that's kind of crazy. Chris Redfield, the main character, a boulder is falling on him and he punches it with his bare hands.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It goes flying and it's in a volcano.
Okay. Well, whatever.
So there you go. Like, volcanoes are cool. I don't care if they erupt and like bury people forever.
Like Pompeii, the dude jacking
off. I'm all for Vesuvius.
Like the dude jacking off?
Yeah.
Okay. My son just, he become obsessed with Krakatoa.
What the hell is Krakatoa?
The volcano.
I know, oh, Buck, I know Buck Krakatoa. He's a porn star.
Yeah, that's not a real thing, is it?
No.
Oh, that would have been so cool. That's a pretty good call pull on your part then. Oh, damn. Other ones. Do you know it keeps coming up again and again? The best weather in a video game?
No, what?
It's an old game, but it still sells more than every other game.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, the, people still has marvel the best, at the best weather. Weather? I mean, it's still argued to be the best. Like, at this point, it's how many years old?
Over 10. It's 11 years old.
Their thunder and lightning is, like, insanely, like, still referenced today, like, in all these articles that I'm seeing that are, like, a year old. Like, what games have the best weather effects? And their rain and thunder effects are still some of the best, like, ever made.
Sure.
What other game?
Sure, Rockstar.
Listen, they've really knocked it out of the park. And, like, the weather feels real. Another one, Death Stranding. I think that has a lot of weather.
I was about to say... I thought you were saying the same thing. I was going to say Dead Space 3, because the whole planet in Dead Space 3 is made out of snow.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So,
and I like that we're both in gear that you would wear during snow, but none of our answers were about snow.
One was The Long Dark, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Shut up.
So you know, like, it's funny that weather also, weather in video games also corresponds to bodily fluids, rain, peeing, snow, snow, cum.
That's the...
wind, farting.
Poop. Okay, what's poop?
Hail.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think, I don't know where you're going with this, but I disagree.
There's another one that I had.
Mad Max.
What's that?
Mad Max shows up in all these lists too.
Really?
Yeah, because there's like dust storms and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I was just playing Left 4 Dead 2, and during one of the levels in like a swamp, it had like a flooding. And like every 5 minutes, a thunderstorm with wind and rain just like hit you for like a minute straight.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, your girl's favorite game, Sea of Thieves, that she hates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that has really cool weather. Did you ever go when you go off the map? Mm-hmm.
It gets crazy.
Like, yeah, you know, the sky turns red and like the wind and the rain pick up like hardcore and break your boat and force you to sink. Like you
she
can't
told you her,
it.
I'm not going to say exactly what people said to her, but she told you her crazy experience on Sea of Thieves. My girlfriend played Sea of Thieves and two other people. She got off her ship crashed. She got off it, went on an island, and two guys came up to her and just like real people said like really fucked up things to her. And she immediately like never played
she quit,
again.
Logged out, never played
so
again.
So then when I met her, I was like, yeah, I'm playing this cool game of Sea of Thieves. And it probably impacted some trauma in her head.
She probably thought it was you.
God.
It was not, for the record. Although when we play video games, we play as jerks.
Yes.
But more like...
Why would you...
More like trolls. Like,
so here's the
like
same thing. There's some games, like there's a game called City Skyline where you deal with the skyline. And it's sort of like a game where you would play as an asshole, because who wants to play a game where you can control the skyline and just make it happy and sunny?
Of course, you're going
to
make it tornado.
You
want to
destroy the fucking city. You
want to
make
pieces.
It thunder, lightning, rain. Yeah.
Huh.
Think about that.
I don't disagree.
Think about Mass Effect. You never want to give the good guy answers.
No, I never would.
You always want to sleep with the hot like human character. You never want to sleep with
an
ugly alien.
I knew you were going to say it. Yep, I knew you were going to do that. I don't care. I'll sleep with all of the aliens.
You had sex with a bunch of people in Cyberpunk.
No, I tried to. I only had sex with like one, and then I finally got one more.
How's the weather in Cyberpunk?
Good, but not as good as Grand Theft Auto. How's that?
Interesting.
I mean, it probably looks nicer, and it's probably in 4K, whereas Grand Theft Auto isn't, but it's just Grand Theft Auto is more, it feels like you're in a rainstorm. If you're playing Cyberpunk, I just feel like it's a skin over the game that just feels like there's rain over top of the game I'm already playing, and it doesn't change anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Pretty good, yeah.
Like, you could have just made it blue tinted, and I'd be like, whoa, it's nighttime. I don't know.
I think it's funny that we could easily have dressed like we are right now and just talk about snowboarding games.
We didn't touch any snowboarding
like
games.
Like SSX, Snowboard Kids for the Nintendo 64, something Borders. There was another one for the N64.
Okay. I believe you.
Like a skiing game? You know what? Let's just make this
make
about
a skiing
like
skiing game.
There are skiing games.
No, there aren't.
Come on, dude. You know, look it up.
I'm gonna look it up, dude. I don't think there were actual skiing
games. There was also a Super Nintendo game called SOS. It's based off of the movie The Poseidon Adventure, and you're in an upside down cruise ship, and you have to escape it within an hour.
What's it called?
SOS.
Oh, that's funny. Sounds like The Poseidon Adventure. Throwback, dude. Come on, 1940s. What, you don't know the 40s? Is that when that movie came out?
No, it came out in the 70s.
Oh. It was older than me, so I just figured it was from the 40s.
Yeah, so weather. We just got out of bed, weather. And now the groundhog, we just had Groundhog's Day. Sorry to beat this episode. I know everyone listened. They're like, the guy.
You're going to release this in March, and people are going to be like,
brother.
I'll be like, oh, Jesus.
Is that Kermit the Frog?
No, I didn't. Why do you hear Kermit the Frog everywhere now? Now you're thinking about it.
Because I am Kermit the Frog.
Nope, I'm not bringing it up in this episode.
So I know, obviously, it's probably really technically hard to do, but I feel like back in the day when games didn't have like DLC or like crazy weather, if they wanted to add snow to like a video game, they would just make like an add-on, like Duke Nukem, right? Uh-huh. He didn't have snow in his video game. And then they just sold like a mod pack that you would buy in stores, and it would be a whole different level. It'd be like Duke Nukem in snow. And it would be him and a bunch of bikini girls, like,
in the holding their boobs. That's classic, yeah. classic Duke.
So they would just replace the whole level with snow, and that's it.
I actually really like games that have water or snow splash on your screen as if you were there.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
I think they do that in Grand Theft Auto, like the old ones.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And wait, I found your dumb game. It's called Bodie Miller Alpine Skiing for PlayStation 2.
Is that it?
That's the only one I could find, and it's $1.99. That's how good
buy
it was.
Buy it, dude. Yo, buy it live on the podcast.
I'm not going to buy it live.
Here's the thing, folks. He can't afford it.
I can't afford it. It's $1.99.
That's why
not
he's not going to do it live.
I'm afraid.
Say your credit card live on the podcast.
I'm credit card debt.
He doesn't.
my limit is $5. So every time I go somewhere, they just shut it down. They're like,
sorry, sir.
we're shutting.
But he shows up in the outfit he's wearing right now.
Yeah, I'm like this. It's so cold out. And someone's like, it's February. It's fine. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's February. It's 2024. The weather's a little chilly.
You're really dating this episode if it doesn't come out this year.
What if I hold this specific episode?
For like 9 months.
2020, yeah, 2025.
It comes out in July. You're like, whoa, why did you do that? I don't know.
So weather and video games. Chris Redfield punches a rock in a volcano.
Million dollar idea. It better not exist.
Yeah, go.
Tornado Hunter video game.
Tornado Hunter. Oh, like Twister?
Yeah.
Wait, Twister the video game?
Kind of. Well, not Twister, but yeah, the idea behind Twister.
And then every level has to end with you playing as Bill Paxton going, driving through that building.
And the building. And,
he says, we're going
house.
Through.
Yeah. House, rock, boulder, truck.
And then you can buy DLC and play as Philip Seymour Hoffman and goes, extreme.
And then every now and then someone goes, Cal and Helen Hunt. And then someone goes by another Cal. And then someone says, I think it was the same one.
Yeah. So this is the game. Is that what we're talking about?
No, a really cool game would actually be one where you have like just a health bar and you are in a truck or something and you're going to these towns like right when there's big thunder heads approaching. I don't know the technical terms. And you go into the town and you have a video camera or something and you're trying to document the tornado and it rips through town and you can decide to die or just like
or get too close drive to away it. From it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty banging game.
Yo, imagine just getting it like the loudest volume ever. Like,
well,
super
it doesn't
cool sound
seem
effects.
Hard to make.
I don't know. And I have no clue. Like, I don't know how that fucking, because you would have to make a tornado in the game because it couldn't exist everywhere.
Just crunch employees. I'm all for crunch.
Crunch employees. Did you say crunch employees on our podcast?
You don't know that term?
Well, not like make them work extra hard.
Yeah.
Well, to what? We don't know that it's employee based. The problem.
Oh, you want to make AI make the tornado now?
Yeah, that's okay. It. That's what
folks,
I said. AI voices, because they're in one game I play.
He plays games that create AI characters. There's a new game. We're going to date it to us again. There's a new Pokemon with guns game.
Oh,
called
I didn't know
Pal World that everyone's
oh,
playing.
Yo, I actually was thinking of playing that.
And like, it's controversial because people think they used AI in that game too. And Nick's for all AI. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's my nickname in high school was AI for Allen Iverson, but it's carried over and now it means something different.
Yeah. So, we're talking about practice.
Yeah. We're talking about practice.
Yeah.
I'm doing the U voice.
So is that it? I mean, this episode is very bare.
What do you want it to do? It's about weather and video games. We could talk about lens flaring. You want to talk about lens flaring for an hour?
Sure.
All right. Well, really good games.
You didn't think I was going to say short, did you?
I know. I didn't think so. In really good games, the sunrise and sunsets, like you have that little lens flare going on inside. It looks really cool.
I think that actually happened in a Metal Gear Solid game I was just playing. Which I was surprised about.
Yeah. And then it happens in the Grand Theft Autos. It happens in all the racing games, of course.
There you go. Always talking about racing. Game, dude, we already did
game,
a racing episode.
A medieval jousting game. I get it.
God. I'm sick of this podcast now.
I'm sick. Look, there's a jet game, but it's not going to be top fun.
Top fun.
Could you imagine playing top fun in the rain in Grand Theft Auto during a thunderstorm while lightning is going off?
Of course,
flipping the motorcycle over the plane. Remember when it's shooting a missile on your way to the,
dance. I'm just going to delete this episode and just make this about Grand Theft Auto top fun.
Just top fun. That was the pinnacle of fun in a video game that you can have.
All right. Well, that's our weather episode. I don't know how long this episode is. We really dressed the part, but we didn't have anything to say.
What is there to say? I mean, weather is a really cool, technologically tech debt type thing that sometimes is put in games to hide the graphics, and sometimes nowadays is made it's more power hungry.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of like the mirror conversation we had. It's more technically advanced than you would assume it is, I guess.
Oh, dude, check out this list. It had Breath of the Wild on here because like the moon turns red and you fight the... I know, it's too new for you.
You saw my eyes glaze over.
Yeah, and then this one, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain in the desert. Yeah. Desert Storm, can't see. That's kind of cool.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, now he likes weather, folks. Now he's Mr. Weather.
Go ahead, do it in Kermit the Frog voice.
No, I like the weather.
Yeah, you're so good at it.
I'm not good at it. It's just, I want to hear it, though, because you can't hear your own voice. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
True.
Yeah.
So lens flare is cool. Weather and video games are cool. Probably harder than it. And you know, honestly, if you want to make good weather,
crunch your employees. That's what I said. And I said, steal their job with AI.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So both crunch them and make them work harder, but also not
crunch
have
the sorry, we take it back. Crunch the AI.
Oh, okay. Crunch the AI.
Force
make
the AI
it work
to stay there. Don't
and work
can't
harder.
Go home to its AI family.
Yo, when AI rises up, I'm gonna point to the weather episode. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm going to point to you.
And then I'm going to delete my part of the episode.
Kind of a genius move.
There you go. All right. Like the weather does, blows away things.
Yep. And wait, because these are the mini episodes. I know everyone's sitting on the toilet, finishing up, listening to this episode so they can get back to work. So why don't you wind, fart, and finish, wipe, snow, come, pee, rain.
So wind, fart, finish, pee, cum, rain.
I was trying to use your euphemism for how all the weather is a bathroom, which I didn't agree with, but I just tried to use it at the end.
All right. I mean, I like that ending, actually.
Okay.
It's going to be on a t-shirt. We're going to make that their first like branded t-shirt that people are going to walk around with.
It's not going to be the geek stops here.
the geek starts here. Or was it geek starts here?
The geek stops here.
Well, listen, our merch shop is going to be filled with all of these new catchphrases this
year.
Oh,
shit. All right.
Well, that's our weather episode. I hope you bundled up. Hope wherever you are, you're safe from any natural disasters. And if you're listening to this in a volcano, good luck. You're not getting out.
Yeah. Unless
you punch a boulder to get out, you're fucked.
So good luck on the slopes. Good luck doing whatever bodily functions. And most of all, don't game over and get eaten by a Yeti. That's an old one.
Yes. Boom. See you later.